Welcome back. Today is part two of my Unstuck series. I'm talking about how to push past the opinions of others. This episode right here is going to bless you. I am sharing my story on how I allowed other people's opinion to stop me and how I had to go before the Lord and repent. I'm also sharing with you several pointers to help you not be concerned what other people may think. Girl, don't let them stop you from doing what God has called you to do. So get your notebook, your pen, coffee, and whatever you need to get. This one is going to bless you. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Hi there. I'm going to start out by reading this passage of scripture from Proverbs 29:25. It says, "It is dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you, but if you trust the Lord, you are safe." And the reason it's dangerous is because it will stop us from moving forward, because we're so concerned of the opinions of other people. And I know this for a fact because I'm going to share a little bit of my story with you. I have done this. I had a women's group and I shut it down because I was told it wasn't my time yet. I took the opinions of others over what God had placed in my spirit. And I regret it to this day. I really do. I had to repent because I allowed the opinions of the people to override what God had placed in my heart. I was disobedient to what God told me to do and for not carrying out the plan and purpose He gave me. Woman of God, don't let this be you. You are going to have to stop seeking others' opinions on what you should do. And truth be told, I did it, so I know what I'm talking about. And I know that some of you have done it and you may be doing it right now. When you get ready to start something or you think about starting something, what are they going to say? What are they in the church going to say? What is this one going to say if I do this? And so because we're concerned about what they're going to say, then we stop doing what God wants us to do. That's why scripture said it is dangerous, because that danger is dangerous because it's going to stop you from carrying out your purpose. It's going to stop you from fulfilling what God wants you to do. It's going to stop you from completing the assignment that God has for you to reach the women He's called you to. That's why it's dangerous. And the other part of the scripture say, if we trust the Lord, we're going to be saved. So in other words, we don't trust God. That's why we are so concerned about other people's opinions, and it keeps us stuck because we don't trust God enough, if we're just going to be real about it, to know that God is going to direct our paths. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. He's going to direct the paths. No, we don't trust God enough to go beyond what everybody else is going to say, to push past their opinions. Because if we did, we would be doing what God is calling us to do, or at least moving in that direction. And then God is just going to go ahead and complete, the work inside of us. Because He said He knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper, not to harm us. See, a lot of people's opinions are harming us. That's why it's dangerous, because it is stopping us. So, and the enemy will have anybody say something to you. Oh, I said something right there. The enemy will have anybody say, oh, girl, no, I don't see us. No, I don't see, God ain't showing you this or whatever. It ain't your time yet. And we're going to listen to that opinion over what God placed in our heart? See, I'm speaking from truth, because I did it. I ended up having to repent. I had to repent and go before the Lord and say, Father God, I am sorry. I allowed someone else's opinion to cause me to shut down what you gave me. Wow. I had to do it. Some of you may have to do it as well. I'm telling you, this passage of scripture, I hadn't read this passage of scripture at the time, but I'm telling you the truth. Other people's opinions have you stuck. This is why a lot of you are stuck. If you don't know why, it's because you want the approval of someone else. You want the blessings of someone else. You want them to cheer you on. And when they don't, then you stay stuck and you don't do anything with the gift that God has placed inside of you, with that assignment he has given you. Woman of God, one thing you're going to have to do is stop sharing your vision with everybody, because they don't understand it. They're not going to understand it. And sometimes it's so frustrating when we're trying to help them see what God has shown you. He gave it to you. He didn't give it to them. If they're on board, fine. If they're not, let it go. But you cannot stay stuck waiting for somebody else to give you an approval to do what God has called you to do, who he has already qualified you to do. He has already given you an assignment. And he has already shown you what to do. So you have to stop waiting for somebody else to co-sign on it, to give their approval on what God told you to do. The more I say this, and I keep saying it over, because it's even hitting me in this day, because I know there's some more assignments that I have, but I have not stopped because of other people's opinions. I'm beyond that. But I remember when I was in that spot, I remember wanting to please people, wanting to be in order, wanting to get their opinion. What do you think? And if they said, yeah, then okay, let's do it. If they said no, okay, then I won't. Oh my gosh. No, 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 woman of God. Mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do what God has called you to do and get past the opinions. Now, like I said, the way you get past their opinion is standing on the word of God and trusting God. Then you're going to be saved. Trust the word of God. That's first and foremost. If God gave it to you, he is giving you the power to do it. And it's going to please him. You know, I always go back to Philippians 2:13. It's pleasing him. That's why you got the desire in the first place. So who cares if anybody else like it or not? You pleasing God. That's first and foremost. And then stop sharing everything with everybody. So what? They don't need to know. They'll see it when you start doing it. Stop trying to get their opinion and their approval on it. And then surround yourself with like-minded people who are moving in the direction that God has given them. Get into a community of people who are ready to make an impact in the kingdom. Stop being around the naysayers all the time. You know the people. You know what they're going to say. Stop trying to convince them to get on board. They may never get on board. That shouldn't stop you from doing what God has called you to do. No. There are women God has assigned to you. You know you want to start a women's group. You got all your certifications. You've done everything, but you just haven't started. Because when you start your group, somebody maybe in your church may say, oh, you can't start that outside the church. Oh, ouch, somebody. Or it could be a family member. How are you going to do that? Look at your life. How are you going to help somebody else? Honey, when God gives it to you, what that has to do? Stop listening to people's opinions. That's all I can say, because it's going to stop. That's why you stuck. That's why you stuck and you haven't started. And nor have you taken the leap of faith because of other people's opinions. I hope this blessed you. I can go on and on. I can have an hour podcast on this, but I'm going to give you back the rest of your day. I pray that this message blessed you in some way. I'll talk to you again soon. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.